our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Are you bluffing?
No, I'm recording it. Oh. I told you, let's start the podcast, and you said, okay. I'm just going to have a... I'm just going to open up this La Croix really quick. Ooh, that sound.
I don't know if anyone heard, but did you know there's two of us who do this podcast and there was only one by the microphone?
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We are awesome.
Still sick. Still a little sick.
So, I'm
on the up, though.
Yeah. I'm not sick anymore.
You were yesterday.
Well,
I have... this morning.
Yeah,
like,
I have, like...
waking up stuffy.
I have, like, different... issues happening. I have, like, digestive issues now.
No, you woke up really stuffy this morning.
Oh, that's just me in the morning, though.
Is that regular? I'm just not usually awake when you're awake in the morning, but sometimes I am.
Yeah, like, right away in the morning, I'd, like, try to talk, and I'm like...
That's normal.
Yeah, no,
I don't
just
feel like I'm usually that bad in the morning.
When I was a smoker back in the 1900s or whenever
that
was.
Your lungs are probably still recovering from that.
Oh, of course.
Or they will be for like the next 20 years.
But like when I'd be in the shower, it's just every day just like hacking up like brown.
Oh, that's the grossest thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Why would you tell me that about yourself?
Because it's over. That's old
true.
Me. I don't
do
that anymore.
Yeah, because your lungs are probably less black than they were. They're probably still black.
A little bit, yeah.
But less black. You should Google how long it takes your lungs to not be black after you quit smoking.
So, our parking spot's a bitch.
Mm-hmm. You really missed the old one. No one parks in it. No one parks in the spot you used to park in.
We have, like, it's a good spot. It's
it is,
covered.
Honestly. It's the most covered spot in the whole complex, but it's also the worst one to get into.
It's so hard to get in there.
Because it's between another... Because someone actually parks next to us now, which, like, never used to happen, but it's between another car and, like, a really wide column.
Yeah.
Like, an absurdly wide
And the
column.
Front of it has, like a piece
oh, no,
of
wait.
Concrete.
No.
No, we just have a tiny pole.
We just have a tiny pole. The other side is
there.
A wide column.
But, yeah, the column's fine. But the big slab in front of the door downstairs.
Yeah, there's like a door to storage, and then they have like a slab, like a landing.
And it takes up part of the parking spot.
Yeah, we lose part of our parking spot to a door slab.
Yeah.
Which we have a short car, luckily. Like, if we had any bigger car, we couldn't park there, I don't think.
And it's just trying to get in there. It's better if not as many cars are around. Like,
it
if
is,
the guy next
yeah.
to me isn't there and the guy across from me.
Yeah,
or
if
the
we
guy
get home,
there,
like, before everyone around us.
Yeah, it's easier.
Then it's fine. You know, I do think that this apartment building used to only have 5 units in it.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about this last night and this morning, because the unit across from us, their apartment must be huge.
You think?
Yeah, because we split our section with Keisuke, and then
downstairs.
The other people just, like, the other side, like 203, they just get, like, that whole half of the building.
Well, I think theirs is about the same as ours, because it cuts off there, and if...
No.
And if that one goes over.
Keisuke's does not go that far over, I don't think.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's
I've
a
never
small,
been
it's like a, I've seen it when the door was open and like in the summer. It looks really small.
Yeah.
So I think they just have a giant apartment. But I think it used to be 5 apartments. I think there was one on the first floor and then 2 on each other floor. And then I think they split out. This one was probably bigger than the other one, so they split it into 2.
Because yeah, this
more
is,
because
this section we're in now is weird. Like, this doesn't, this is like a weird...
Yeah, it's very clear, like, if you look at the, like, the kitchen, that's a weird fake wall that wasn't supposed to be there. Like, there's...
For all the listeners of our podcast who can't see our apartment.
There's crown molding, like, around a, just randomly in the middle of the wall in the kitchen. Like, that's not normal. That's covering up a seam in the wall. that they made.
So I have a question ready for me to send to the brothers to answer for me.
Oh yeah, you wanna send in a question to Bim Bam?
I'm gonna send one in.
What's your question you're gonna send in?
Do you really? It's about you.
Oh boy, I need to know, because if I ever start listening and I hear it and I'm just mad, I just need to know ahead of time.
You
know,
maybe I'll tell you about it not on the podcast.
No, it's maybe.
It's we'll.
You know what? Tell me, because I have some ideas.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to know on the podcast. If you said maybe we'll say it off the podcast, that means it should definitely be said off the podcast.
Yeah.
Hold on. Pause the podcast. Tell me, and then I'll react to it. I mean, that's a question you could ask if you wanted to ask a question that might get read on the air.
Yeah. I don't think it's one they've had before.
No, I doubt it's one they've had before. I don't know if I want to know the answer to it. I don't want to know what the brothers have to say. Actually, maybe I do want to know what the brothers have to say.
If it shows up,
because it might be relevant to their lives too.
I'm sure that one of our listeners would know the.
Our main listener.
One of our listeners would know.
Our patron.
Which one it is?
The patron who remembers they pledge and didn't just pledge and forget. Which
okay
is what I'm
that.
Pretty sure happened with Marcus.
We don't know. Marcus probably still listens. Why not?
I don't know. Why is it so hard to get listener engagement? Why is it so hard to get anyone to tell you?
Send us questions.
We've been begging for years now. Yeah. Years for people to just tell us that they listen. And you know what I think it might be?
Nobody listens.
Nobody listens.
I listen.
You do listen. You love it. My sister listens.
I laugh at myself all the time.
Other people do listen. They just, I don't know if they're ashamed. They might be ashamed that they listen.
No. Do you know how many podcasts that I listen to and never say anything to?
Right. But I think we talked about this in a previous podcast. They're not constantly begging you to tell them that you listen.
Yeah, they are.
Really?
Yeah. Well, or just say send us feedback or whatever. Or
feedback is different than literally tell us you listen.
Just let us know, please.
The bar we've set is...
Just send us a Twitter.
Do you exist?
Send us a Twitter. If you don't have Twitter, send us an email. It's adamandholly@gmail.com.
No, it's not.
Don't send an email. Maybe that's
why. We're not going to get that.
ahapodcast@gmail.com
like it's always
my La Croix has given me a burp.
What's a rich person name? Like a last name. Nope, I won't say that one. Different one. A rich person last name. Swindon. That sounds like a rich person last name, right? Swindon?
Like Tilda Swindon?
Yeah.
That's Swindon.
That's Swinton. This is different. This is more rich person.
Okay.
She's rich, though, so that counts.
Okay.
Swindon showed up at work with two black eyes. What happened to you? Asked the foreman. Because rich people work for construction jobs. Mm. I was in church yesterday. You know, I'd be good Catholic. Well, a big fat woman kneeling down in front of me have dress caught way up in crotch. Jesus Christ. So I pull it out and she punched me. That accounts for one black eye, said the foreman. How'd you get the other one? Well, I could see she didn't like that, said the rich person man. So I shoved it back up. I have a lot of questions. I have a number of questions.
Okay.
First off, when you're kneeling in church, aren't you still in pews? Mm-hmm. You were a Catholic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about how that works. Could you see the person's butt in front of you?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Really?
Yeah, because they have a little kneel bar.
Yeah.
That you have to kneel on the little bar. It's like a little.
Yeah, but
it's like a little stool for your
knees.
But
how could you see the person's butt in front of you?
Because you're kneeling and you're having your elbows over the pew in front of you and you're looking and there's people right in front of you.
But you can reach down and grab a thing out of your butt. Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were farther away than that.
I don't know what people are putting stuff in their butt at church.
It was a dress.
I guess you'd be surprised what people have in their butts
apparently.
At church.
You might be surprised. Who knows what anyone has in a butt at church?
Or at any time.
Have you ever, there was that greeting time, right? Where you say peace be with you or whatever.
Right,
did you ever
say, handshakes?
Peace be with you, what's in your butt?
Yeah. I wonder what percentage of people just walk around with stuff in their butt all day.
It's a non-zero percentage for sure. Well, aside from poop.
Right.
Everybody puts poop in their butt.
But artificial things in their butt.
I bet people do.
Yeah.
For sure. I think we sell those on the website that I work for.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've talked about that.
There's other websites, too, that sell them.
Peace be with you. What's in your butt? What other things could you ask the people at church that you never asked them?
I always thought that was, like, weird that you, like, shake people's hands at church.
It's, like, to create a sense of community or something, probably, or... I don't know. I thought it was okay.
I always wanted to say, force be with you.
I didn't like that it was force that you had to do it. Like, that there was a time that I felt, like, obligated to talk to people, because I never wanted to. But if I was just in a row around people I already knew, I was fine with
sure.
it. But there's some people I didn't want to be by, because I knew they were going to, like, ask me questions, like, talk to me.
I always thought that, there's some people who are real bad at shaking hands. Like, they haven't figured it out.
I still shake people's hands, like, when I meet them.
And then
how is your hand made of, like, string? Like that?
Like what is it?
What
is that?
Just shake. Yeah. Put it in. No, you do a weak one. You do it. Yeah, like, get your... you can't even, because your hand is too strong. You know? Here, I'm going to shake your hand, and you tell me if I have a decent handshake.
Yeah,
that's
reasonable.
Yeah, it's regular, right?
It's reasonable.
And you put your hand in, and then you squeeze a little. Like, that's standard.
Yeah, but there's some people that are just like, ugh.
It's like they don't want to touch you. Well, then don't shake my hand.
Yeah, don't go to
just
church.
Wave or something. Not even in church, even in business situations. Oh, yeah. Like, get a better handshake.
Yeah.
Although, that's a little bit ableist, because some people literally can't squeeze their hands.
Yeah. Well, then they shouldn't
be
outside.
But these aren't those people. I know that these aren't those people.
Did you know that in France, people think it's weird to hug?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They don't think it's weird to kiss, though.
Right. No, because it's like a very intimate thing, like pressing your whole body against someone else's.
That is really intimate.
Yeah. But that's Americans do it all the time.
I don't know. Hugging is... it's something you don't do to people you just met, usually.
Some people do. Some people
really?
Are very huggy. Yeah.
Mm.
Especially drunk girls.
I don't mind. I think hugging is perfectly fine. Like, I'll hug people all day, but not people I don't know. Like, I'll only hug people I know and people I like.
Right. Some people are huggy.
What else would you ask people? Were you a good church kid?
No.
Were you good at doing church?
No, I was the worst.
What did you do?
Well, I think there was a point in my life when I'd be like, oh, I'll go to a different one. I wanted to get up at 7 a.m. and go to church. I was like, I'll just go to the next one. So I'd go. I'd walk to church, I'd go in and grab the paper, like the little thing, and then leave. So I had proof that I was there. Because I wasn't going to stay there for an hour. I'd rather walk around and not do anything else than go to church.
Yeah, our church services weren't that bad. Like, they really weren't.
No, they weren't. But
well,
I mean,
you were Catholic. You guys had to do the kneeling. We didn't even have kneeling.
Yeah, but it was just like a hola be da bo do.
I liked...
I was like, oh my God.
That's actually one of the things I miss. I'm not religious. I don't miss scripture or anything like that, but I do miss the singing. Like, yeah. I liked it. It was a weird sense of community. It's a sense of community you can't really get anywhere else.
It's just not for me. It's not my
thing. I liked
that
old people wanted to take care of me when I was a kid. That's cool. Like, when you're a kid and all the old people in the congregation are like, oh, what's going on? And they're like being real nice to you and they think you're cute or whatever. Like, that's fun.
Yeah, when I went to church with Chrissy, they had they'd always give you like coffee and donuts and stuff.
Yeah, dude.
I was into that.
Yeah, so we were Methodist, and then they had the 8 o'clock service, and then they had the coffee and donuts. I forget what they called it. It was like, there was actually like a word for it.
Probably.
And then they would have the 10:30 service, which we usually went to. Mm-hmm. Unless we actually were like doing choir or something for the 8 o'clock one.
I'm trying to remember what they called it. It was like a word for like...
Yeah, like being together.
Being
like
together,
community.
Yeah. Yeah.
I keep wanting to say communion, but that's not
it's
the thing.
Not
it's a different
it's
thing.
It's a different thing.
I don't remember. If you remember, tweet at
us.
If
you've ever been to church.
If you remember what the coffee and donuts time in between was called.
And then you have to like talk to people that you don't like.
We had sticky buns too.
Lucky.
Or they were caramel rolls.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, they had like, they were really good.
Sure.
Church caramel rolls were the best caramel rolls. They had different like volunteers from the congregation making it every Sunday. Did you guys have Wednesday night dinners? Was that a
thing?
They
had it. I'm not sure. I don't know if it was Wednesday night, but they had like one night a week where you go and you give like a donation and then you just have food with everybody.
It was probably Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had that too. And then people would bring desserts and just donate them. Just like whatever you brought, you just like put it on the dessert table and then you just got a dessert, like whatever one you wanted.
Yeah.
That was the best part for sure.
Yeah.
Getting a dessert or two.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the community is nice for it.
Yeah.
But...
It's just, I've never seen or thought about any, there's not really any place that's like a church that isn't a church.
Yeah, they should have those.
Like churchless church?
Yeah.
Where you just like...
Just hang out and...
Go and have... I mean, there's like, I guess there's like old people clubs and stuff, but is there anything for like just 20-somethings that just want to go and like have coffee with other people on Sunday mornings? No, it's church.
We should set it up.
You know what we could do? Here's what we do. You go to a church on a Sunday morning at 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
You get a donut. You leave.
Get some coffee. And be like, hey.
The problem is you have to get in and out before anyone notices you're there and notices you're new.
Uh-huh. Oh, they the pastor, well, they know you're new.
That's the thing, though. The pastor will be like... They're like,
I don't know you. What are you like, doing here?
Like, keeping a hawk eye. So you gotta, like, be like, oh, we're just checking it out. And then leave before the service. And then never... The key is you could never go back to that one.
Yeah. But there's only so many churches. I mean, especially around here, there's not that many.
You can do a similar thing in a hotel, right?
Yeah.
You just go eat the breakfast and leave.
And go swimming.
Actually, probably not around here. I would assume that it's harder to get in for breakfast. Because there's homeless populations.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't look homeless.
Don't look homeless! That's a fair point, actually. That would probably help someone.
Yeah, don't smell bad and you'll be fine.
I don't, you know, all homeless people do not smell bad, right?
A lot of them do.
Just the ones who actually live on the street. There are homeless people who don't live on the streets. They live in shelters or they live in temporary housing, or it's still technically homeless, but.
So, I started a new I started listening to a new podcast today because.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you run out of other podcasts?
No.
Because you had like 22 days.
No, I have a lot of Bim Bams to listen to, but. Uh-huh. It's like 8 hours of just that.
It's a little much.
So I got Adam Ruins Everything podcast.
Oh!
And all it is him talking to one of the specialists on the show.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's like an hour about like traffic problems was this one.
Oh, it was traffic problems? What did you learn?
The one I listened to. It was basically, she was based in Los Angeles, so it was all about Los Angeles traffic. And, and like they were talking about automated cars or like robot cars and how it's just... All that is just a train.
Well, the thing...
But the stops, you don't have to...
there's, like, you're not stuck on a track.
Right.
Right? But the thing about self-driving cars is they're kind of all or nothing. Mm. Like, we kind of either need to have all self-driving cars or no self-driving cars.
Right, but I'm sure they'd start with, they'd have their own special lane where they go in, and then eventually...
Well, they're not. They're driving on regular roads right now. With regular people.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but that's what they're talking about. Like, they would get their own lanes for self-driving cars, because they can go...
Oh, like a commuter lane, but...
Right, but a self-driving
car. Yeah, they can go faster,
because they can be
better.
3 inches apart and going 70 miles an hour and be fine.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Because they'd, like, communicate with each other and know where they are. And...
Yeah, until, like, there's an EMP and everybody dies. But that's going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
We'll just all die anyway.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a snack?
Yeah, okay.
I have a snack that I bought on our birthday and then forgot about for a while.
What is it? What is it?
It is chai-flavored chocolate.
Mmm. Speaking of chocolate, this is your reminder that today is the day after Easter.
It's the day after Easter, possibly 2 days after Easter.
So buy all your candy now for the next 3 months.
Or if the place you live is not that into candy... Maybe wait a couple days because it will go more on sale.
And
but all the good stuff will be gone. All
go
the
to Walgreens in 3 days and then it'll be
70%
off.
Go to the Walgreens
off.
On Stoneway in Seattle. And okay.
It's right across the street from Archie McPhee.
We're counting calories again. So it's one bar is 310 calories.
Ooh, over for the day.
We're not going to eat the whole bar.
Okay.
Let
me see how many I have
left. Alexa.
I have 97 calories left.
Thank you. I was trying to talk to the Echo. Cancel. Alexa, what's 310 divided by 4?
310 divided by 4 is 77.5.
Each one of these is 77 and a half calories.
I will have one.
I will also have one.
Give me a...
All right.
This goes under my snacks category.
Uh-huh.
Where's the barcode?
It's tore up.
Why would you tore up the barcode?
I didn't mean to. Wait, just search for it. It's probably not in there anyway.
What is it called?
Chai tea milk chocolate. Theo?
Theo chai tea milk chocolate.
That's the one. It's 310 calories, though. It's fine. It's close enough.
How many?
You're 0.25? Doing a quarter of it, yeah. Look at that.
Perfect.
There you go.
Ooh, that's a bunch of chocolate.
All right, eat it. Mmm. That tastes like chai. Mm-hmm. But also like chocolate.
I like Theo. I think we should just go there every once in a while and just get all the samples and go.
I hadn't tried this one before. I didn't try this before I buy it. This
I really like the horchata one.
This was a blind taste. And guess that one.
That was my favorite.
That's a good one. This is really good.
Remember when we bought that horchata powder? Mm-hmm. And I used it every day for like 3 months.
Did you use all of it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I put it in my chili.
What did we buy it for? Oatmeal. We bought it for something.
It was like a drink?
Yeah, I thought we bought it for something else though. Like for some other reason. Yeah.
I bought it for, it was like a drink mix. Oh. But I just put it in my oatmeal in the morning.
Yeah.
With raisins and it was awesome.
Yeah. It's mostly just sugar. Mm-hmm. Sugar and cinnamon.
Sugar and cinnamon with like a little bit of something else.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. It's
good.
Well, this one is not sold outside of this region. Mm-hmm. And possibly not outside of that store. So if you're in Seattle, go to the, if you're in Seattle, consider doing the Theo Chocolate Tour, especially if you don't mind being around a bunch of kids for a while. Mm-hmm. And,
if you don't do the chocolate tour, definitely just go in the store and sample all the chocolate.
Well, okay. So the chocolate tour is $10. You get to sample like 8 to 10 different chocolates and you get to see the factory and then you get a 10% off coupon when you leave.
Oh, okay.
So
if you buy $100 worth of chocolate, you're getting all your money back.
Yep, that's right.
Technically. We are not sponsored by Theo Chocolate.
Not in any way, but we would be.
Yeah. Hey, Theo Chocolate, if you're listening.
Theo Chocolate.
Throw us some chocolate and we'll talk about it every week.
Try to forget that we talked about butts earlier in this episode.
Did we?
Yeah. Remember how we talked about you could ask the other people in your congregation
whether they had stuff in their butt?
Would they say they had Theo Chocolate in their butt?
No.
Do you think anyone has ever put Theo Chocolate in their butt?
Sure. No, well, specifically Theo Chocolate?
Specifically Theo.
Not
or
yet.
Is it like...
Ask me tomorrow.
No, on the way in, not the way out. I think some more common chocolates probably someone has, like Hershey a Hershey's or something. Sure. Oh, yeah. Someone did that as a joke. Someone pooped out a Hershey's Kiss and was like, oh, no, it's poop. Or they put it in their butt and they pooped it out and they're like, here, eat this. Some kid probably did that.
No.
They thought it was really funny. Like a 5-year-old would find that super
funny. That's not
funny. No, but a 5-year-old would think that was really funny.
I pooped it in the toilet.
Remember how we used to talk about poop every episode and I got mad about it and then that was my fault?
Oh, yeah. That's all right. Sometimes you gotta mention poop.
Yeah. Isn't that a thing they don't mention on a Bim Bam?
Yeah, they don't talk about poop and pee.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Those are good rules. We should. Yeah. I think we kind of jumped the boat on that one, though.
Yeah, that's all right.
A long time ago.
I mean, some people do.
What else we got going on?
Poop is funny.
What's happening? There's a pre-release this weekend.
It is. We already signed up for it. We're going to the midnight pre-release, uh-huh. So we're going to have to... I don't work on Friday.
I do work, so this might have been ill-advised. But I'll get home from work and take a nap or something, because I'm going to be really tired
otherwise.
I'm going
to be taking a nap throughout the day.
Yeah. Well, you just don't work, so you'll just do whatever you want all day, and then...
I'm going to go to sleep at, like, 6 and then sleep till
11. I'll just try to, like, come home from work. I usually work late.
Does the bus run over that late?
5 a.m.?
Yeah.
It probably starts running again before 5 a.m. Yeah, I think it does.
Well, we might as well just drive.
I think it... Nah, parking might be rough. It runs that late to get there, and I think it runs that early starting to come back.
Yeah, okay.
So
we can look it up.
Even if it doesn't, like...
We can walk. It's not that far.
We're not going to walk in the dark in the city at 5 a.m.
On Finney Ridge.
I mean, we could take a Lyft or something.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
It'd be expensive, but...
It's not that... It'd be like $7.
No, it'd probably be higher demand because no one's driving at 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. or whatever. If it's 5 a.m., if, like, it's actually going to take 5 hours, which it probably will.
Yeah, it's, like, 4 rounds plus deck building.
Yeah, if that's actually the case, then we're fine. But yeah. if it ends any earlier than that, I think the buses stop running at, like, 3-something and then start running again. Mm-hmm. Can you hear my phone? I'm going to find out.
Yeah, we'll just do some looking up some stuff on the mm-hmm. podcast. I can pause it for a minute if you want to do that.
Yeah, okay.
All right, I'm going to pause it. I have unpaused it.
Because you had something to say.
I do. I have something to say. I got a package today.
Oh, did you?
I did. You know I did.
I was leading the question. Jesus.
You're just faking. You saw it. You saw all the things that I pulled out of it.
It's for show on the podcast. It's a show.
It's an entertainment business.
Sometimes you have to pretend like you haven't heard this story already.
So anyway, on a whim last week, I decided to buy an issue of McSweeney's that I wanted to read. I don't know if we talked about this last week, but
it runs straight through.
Okay. That's the bus we're talking about.
Yep.
So McSweeney's is a literature collection, and every book is really cool looking. They always have really cool covers, and like it's set up really interestingly.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted one that was like all comics, like a bunch of comics in the book for the stories. And I went on eBay and found one that was, I think it was 8 different McSweeney's altogether. We already had the one. I think it was McSweeney's number 3 with They May Be Giants. Like it has a CD in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had that one already. And so I decided to start a McSweeney's collection. There was a bid. It was like $20 for...
Yeah, it was a buy it now, right?
A buy it now for $20 for 8 issues of McSweeney's. And they're like 25 each normally.
Yeah, it was super cheap.
So I have a giant pile of books to read now. And a bunch of McSweeney's. But I got the comic book one. There's a bunch of other cool ones in there. There's one that has like 12 different stories in 6 different languages, but they're all translated.
Yeah, that one's really cool.
Like, I think it's they're translated from one language and then translated into another language from that first language. So they just keep
translating. So it's like a chain of translations. Yeah. If that's actually the case, I think that's cool. Because then you're translating the interpretation from one. Because no translation is a direct translation. It's always a bit of an interpretation.
Right.
So then you're translating it. So by the time you get to the end.
It's like playing telephone.
Yeah, it's like a different story. If that's actually what they did, that's cool.
Yeah, I want to see the original and the last one retranslated
but
into English.
Yeah, but I don't speak English. I clearly don't.
I know it was a mistake, but that was good.
I don't really though.
I don't know English.
No, but I don't speak anything else but a little bit of Spanish, and I wouldn't know if the translation was weird at that
point. And I looked in there and it was just like Hebrew and Arabic and like all bunch of languages.
Yeah, the 2 Middle Eastern languages and English.
Well, and there's like, I saw some Cyrillic letters in there. Yeah. Just all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah.
But I think translating across different, like, families of languages, because you can do from French to Spanish and you don't lose much.
Yeah, but Spanish to Chinese, you're going to lose a lot.
Yeah.
And then Chinese back to anything else is going to be different, too. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and I don't know the context either. Of
We actually don't even know if that's what they did. We just want that to be what they did, that's what they did.
If that isn't what they did, I'm going to look something up and see if somebody has done that.
Has done that. I know that there's websites where they'll translate something into a language and then translate it back out using what came through.
Okay.
So, like... Or there was just a website that would do that for you. So you put your text in and it would translate it to like Chinese and then take the Chinese translation and translate that back to English.
See, that's cool.
Yeah.
But if they did it
through... It comes back really weird.
If they did it through a few languages, like filtered through languages.
You should see if you can find it.
Okay.
Like, I don't know, search like retranslator or something. That sounds like what it would be called, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Nope, this doesn't sound right. You want to pause the podcast?
Yeah. We're
doing a lot of pausing today.
Okay,
we found one. It's called Translation Party.
TranslationParty.com.
So we're going to start with an English phrase. What phrase are we going to start with?
Oh, that's the...
Hold on, let me take something from the Rich Person book.
Oh, we'll put in a Rich Person joke and see
I'll find a short one.
Find a short Rich Person
joke. I'll see if I can find a one-liner Rich Person joke. A lot of them are question-answer ones.
Sure.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
One good thing about being a rich person. You'll never miss an important phone call. There's like a colon maybe. Semicolon? There's not in here, but there should be. There should be a colon.
Okay.
You'll never miss an important phone call because you're in the bathtub. Now, fix all your typing errors.
Listen. Importnat is a word.
Uh-huh. And phone call's all one word. All right, we did it. Find equilibrium. I don't know what that means.
Okay. You said one good thing about being a rich person.
All right, it went into Japanese and then back into English, became About being a rich man.
Oh, wait. Oh, it's still going.
Yeah, it'll keep going. About being a rich man, one good thing, in the bathtub, so don't miss an important call.
About being a wealthy person.
Hold on, what? Oh, it's just Japanese. Okay. Yeah.
About being a wealthy person's one good thing, in the bathroom, so you don't miss an important call. About one of the richest people of a good thing, in the bathroom, so you don't miss an important call.
I don't think the bathroom one's going anywhere. About one of the richest people of good, in the bathroom, so you don't miss an important call.
Oh, it just keeps going until it's equilibrium.
What does equilibrium mean?
It's the same
until
translation.
It gets the translation again? Okay, that's what we'll do next time. We won't read all the intermittent ones. Good about one of the richest people, in the bathroom, so you don't miss an important call.
That's fun.
I like that. Let me see if I can find another.
This is we're going to do this now.
This all right. This is the thing we do?
This is a
podcast bit. All right. You got another one.
All right.
Did you hear about the rich girl? We've told this joke, I think.
Okay.
Who kept her cold cream on ice.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because cold cream is going to translate weird, right? Maybe like so. Ice cream.
And then it's a question mark.
It is a question mark. All right, find equilibrium. So what it does is it translates into, do we have a choice but Japanese or is it just Japanese every
time? I think
it's
just doing Japanese right now.
Right, but is there another choice? Is there another option? I didn't see one. I think a character-based language is probably the best one.
Yeah. I think Japanese is probably real good. Oh, this is good. This is getting real good.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
This is okay, ready? Cool ice cream, she found a way to get rich.
this is a real translation party.
Oh no, that's really good. Okay. I think Japanese, it's probably because it's character-based that they just use Japanese.
All right. You want to try another one?
Yeah, let me see if I can find another one.
We're just
going to
do
there.
This all night now, so.
Hold on, let me just pick a random book.
Cool ice cream.
I'm just going to pick up one of your McSweeties.
Oh, sure, you can turn the light on, too, if it's...
No, I don't need it, I can read.
Okay. Oh, you can read. She can read, folks. You get it?
So far, the only usable sentence I found is, the cicadas throbbed. No, you're... Okay. You're just translating everything I say, I guess.
All right.
The cicadas throbbed was the whole sentence. So. But I guess you're just gonna do whatever you want.
Gotta capitalize this.
Alright, find equilibrium. For the record, the original sentence is, so far the only usable sentence I found was the cicadas throbbed. Oh, cicadas doesn't even translate because you spelled it wrong.
Sedatus. I'm gonna try this again because this didn't work.
Yeah. Also, it wasn't a good. It wasn't a good sentence to use in the first place.
No, it is.
Oh, you're doing it anyway. Okay.
Yeah, it is a good sentence. I spelled it wrong.
I think
you
ruined it. There you go. The only bad part about this on the podcast side is that there's like a pause.
It takes a minute for it to.
Should we talk about the fact that I'm actually going to India, like for real? I'm actually going.
Yeah, you didn't let me talk about it that one time.
No, we talked about it last week, but then, some stuff came up. But then, I was supposed to book my flight today.
Do it.
Well, I'm waiting for... So, my boss's boss was supposed to book his flight, mm-hmm. and then we were going to book ours based on that one. I'm sorry. I got stopped up there because I saw our result, and I got really excited about it. Do you want to read the original sentence again, and then I will read what came out of it?
So far, the only usable sentence I found was, the cicadas throbbed.
Our result is, so far, only cicadas rattled.
Yeah. In quotation marks. Cicadas rattled. That didn't even make much oh my god, I can't words.
He isn't at all what I'd had in mind. This is from
what is it now?
Stiff. He isn't at all what I'd had in mind.
My god.
Maybe I should be doing this. It's I'd had in mind.
What I'd had in mind. Uh-huh. That's probably proper English.
Yeah.
That Stiff book is good, though. I'm learning about cannibalism now in this chapter.
You're, pretty far through it.
Yeah, I've been reading it.
You have? That's weird. Who reads?
I do now, because I stopped playing my games.
Yeah, reading's probably better, right?
Mm-hmm. And I have a pile of books to get through now.
You do. You have a pile of really cool books. Some of them don't really read in the way that you think about a book reading, though.
Right, and some of the books I have already, I really want to read Rant. That's the one that's next on my list.
What is that one?
It's Rant, the oral history of something something.
What's the context of it? I'm sorry,
I don't know. It's a Chuck Palahniuk book.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, it's like fake, it's interviews with fake people. It's like how World War Z was.
Oh, I liked World War Z.
Yeah, but it's set up like that.
World War Z was really good.
But it's about like a guy.
Just one guy?
Yeah, and they're just talking about him. Yeah.
Like, what was that movie with Jack Black? Except that was real. Except it wasn't.
Bernie?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Okay, I think our thing is done.
Oh, yeah.
It just finished. He is not all I had in mind, which is actually pretty close. Pretty close,
because...
Boring.
Yeah, because you just gave me a boring sentence.
Well, it has to be short enough that you can type it.
You type it.
Yeah, I would love to. You keep sitting in the chair that types.
Hold on, I'll get you one.
No, take it from here. Take it from here. No, puzzles are going to be weird.
What it... You want my from this book?
Give me a sentence. I don't care anymore. Just give me one.
All right.
Oh, let's do a magic flavor text.
Do it.
Find a card. Does this have a card?
There's some cards over there.
I can't use Gaia. That's weird.
How about this one? It's got a... this doesn't have a...
It does. I'm trying not to use anything with proper nouns. Oh, here we go. When he began to curse what he held holy, his strength grew unrivaled.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
So many typing. I need more water.
All right. Find equilibrium. So maybe this is the last one we'll do, because I think the pause is weird.
So when I don't know if I mentioned last week or if I even did it last week. I recorded Skyrim.
Oh, you did it in between this week and last week.
I played Skyrim for like 2 hours, and then I cut the video down to an hour and posted it on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/MattOloff if you want to watch it. It's an hour of me playing Skyrim, and I cut all the boring bits out, but you can still hear Holly typing in the background.
This is kind of the exact opposite of what it started as.
All right, what is the original?
It started as, when he began to curse what he held holy, his strength grew unrivaled. Instead, what it became is, he holds his holy curse, and his unparalleled strength does not grow.
Oh, dear.
I guess it's kind of like, it wouldn't grow if he doesn't curse or something.
I like translationparty.com.
I do too. This
we
is
should
fun.
We should put a link to it in our description.
Okay, you can do that. All right.
But I'm not by the computer.
Oh, well, I can fix that for you.
Oh, I can't.
I'll just sit on your lap.
I have to go to sleep.
I'm going to sit on your lap.
I have to go to sleep.
It's not even 9:30. Oh, it's 10.
See? Bedtime.
I didn't know what time it was.
It's bedtime o'clock.
Bedtime o'clock. Well, all you listeners better go to bed.
Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, at AHA Podcast. Or
send us an email.
AHAPodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can follow us individually.
I'm at Only Obsessed.
And I'm at Matt Olaf.
I should sit on your lap more often, because I like doing the podcast like this with you.
Okay.
I'm really having a hard time thinking in the last week.
Yeah. You've been too busy working.
I got fuzzy sick brain.
Also, you can follow me on Twitch.
I do some
streaming every once in a while.
You're at Matt Olaf on Twitch.
And you should go watch that video I did. If you have an hour.
It's passive.
It's just me.
I do a lot of coughing and typing in the background.
Yeah, I cut out some of the coughing and of when Holly talks about Hitler.
Didn't you record again the next day?
I did. I didn't edit it.
You didn't edit?
It's an hour long video, so it'll probably be half an hour of...
Actually edited
But there's
content.
A lot of... It was kind of a boring one, because I tried to do the rest of the quest, but I couldn't figure out where to go.
Oh, so it's like 2/3 of it just you trying to figure out where you are?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I hope my phone's not broken that you're sitting on.
Your phone is fine.
Oh, you're not even sitting on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's over there. Never mind. Yeah. You can go back where you were.
Whatever.
Or you can just stop the podcast.
Bye.
I'm done. Okay, bye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.